My friend Dylan, we've been friends for like, I don't know, 5 or 6 years now. Recently, they told me this story that made me laugh really hard. It was about their older sister, and in, I guess, like late 90s, I guess, apparently, their dad was listening to, what's the blue cover, like the blue Lou Reed cover, I need to find it. Actually, it doesn't matter. Sitting outside, and he had his, like, tape player going, and they're listening to, like, to Lou Reed, and, his daughter, or, like, the sister, she's probably, like, 3 or 4, walks up to her dad, and is like, please turn off Blue Reed, it's hurting my head, and I just think that's such a classic. It's such a classic.
And that's how I feel now after Lulu.
Please turn off Blue Reed.
That's like, my mom used to play bass clarinet, but I called it space clarinet. So I was like, yeah, this is an instrument for aliens. It's a space clarinet.
Like that instrument from Futurama, that, like, the holophone.
Yeah.
Or, like, the instruments from the, like, Cantina band in Star Wars.
Yeah.
I want one of those. But they're just, like, clarinets that are, like, got, like, a little bit of foam on them.
They're space clarinets.
Mm-hmm. Splarinets. I love the album Blue Blue by Blue Reed.
Blue Blue. I want to figure out what album
When you bring up the Cantina band, all I think about is when it was the height, it was the peak of humor to mix that with party rock anthem, like with the dance.
Oh, a classic. Which
is really bringing me back to that 2005 to 2010 era that we're meant to be focusing on, and I just think that's it's a really nice little moment, really nice little segue.
The end of the 2000s, we were really party rocking, and I really miss it, you know?
We were sexy, and we knew it.
We need to bring sexy back.
Yeah, we do.
Thank you. Welcome to Music is Good.
Please clap.
Please clap. Welcome to Music is Good.
Please clap.
I'm Devlin Galloway, and today I am joined by...
Hi, I'm Annie Nygren.
I'm Tuesday Ferguson, and I am a Crazy Frog enthusiast.
Yes, we have Tuesday joining us today. Tuesday, one of the OG Music is Good hosts from way back when in the ancient times.
Lost. I'm a legend in this place.
Yes, today we are ripping off a Band-Aid and talking about Crazy Frog.
Crazy Hits by Crazy Frog.
Namely the first album, the orange album, Crazy Hits, because there's also more Crazy Hits, and we had to narrow it down.
There's too many hits.
Crazy Hits is like 2, isn't it? Like green?
More Crazy Hits was
Crazy
green.
Hits.
Crazy Hits is orange.
There's the green one, More Crazy Hits, and then there's Crazy Hits, brackets, Crazy Christmas Edition.
Yeah, I knew there was a Christmas album. And there's also a video compilation that you could buy on DVD. I knew someone who owned that.
There's also 2 PS2 racing games.
God, yes.
Oh, yeah, I want that. I bet you that shit's worth a lot of money.
They're not worth a lot of money. You can...
Damn it. I want collectible Crazy Frog.
I found one in a Value Village like 2 weeks ago.
Yes. Remember at Playland, they had the booth that was all Crazy Frog merch? That you could...
Oh my god, you're
win
right.
Stuff at. And they would play the video on the loop. And I think they were playing the version too. I might be remembering that wrong, but I think they were playing the uncensored version of the video on little TVs. It's like, you know that Scooby-Doo, that What's New Scooby-Doo episode where they go to the theme park?
Yes.
It's like that.
Isn't there like an original Scooby-Doo episode where they go to the theme park as well?
I thought it was What's New Scooby-Doo.
I think it's both of them. I think there's multiple theme parks.
I think there's one, and it's like the one that has that really weird looking ghost. I can't remember. It's hitting something in my brain.
Anyways,
this Scooby- episode's now about Simple Plan. What's new, Scooby-Doo?
I'm just thinking about Simple Plan. When am I not thinking about Simple Plan? That's the question.
Yeah, but they've recently let us down.
Oh, really?
They got canceled.
What?
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Shame. Shame, really.
I'm gonna put a curse on him.
Good.
Yeah.
So do we want to talk the history of Crazy Frog? Because it's an interesting one, for sure.
Yes, I watched the documentary again last night.
There's a documentary?
It's very short. It's only 15 minutes long, I promise. I did rewatch it for my research.
Oh
my god. It came out, like, within the past 2 years. it's official, released by whoever owns the rights now. Because I don't think Jamster exists anymore.
Oh my god, this, Jamster.
Yeah, no, this is an integral part of the Crazy Frog lore, is Jamster. Okay, so should we start from the beginning? Should we do this, like, linearly, or, like...
Yeah, yes. Yeah, definitely.
Would you like to tell it?
Okay, picture the scene. It's 2004? 4 or 5? Something like that. Yeah, so Jamster basically was trying to sell ringtones, because this was when you could buy ringtones.
Remember, like, TV commercials for, like, subscription ringtone services that would come on Much Music?
Yes!
The lovely thing about Jamster is that they didn't, like, say it was... They didn't say it was a subscription. Little kids would be watching this, because who else... I'm not sure who the target audience was, other than small children who wanted the frog on their phone. So they would think they were buying the individual ringtone and basically, like, ring up $70 on their parents' phone bill for the subscription.
Oh my god. $70.
$70 for the Crazy Frog himself.
Every single one. You could get...
$70 buys a lot of frogs.
You could get... I remember, like, people would, like, if they got a paid coveted ringtone, like, they would just let that ring out before actually answering it, just so the world could know. I remember, like, being in a Dairy Queen, someone let their phone, it had Low by Flo Rida, play out the whole verse before they picked up.
Nowadays, nobody ever has their phone on.
Yeah. The last ringtone I distinctly remember having was on my Nokia, the one with the alphabet keyboard. And my ringtone was Dave Grohl yelling Fresh Pots.
Fresh Pots is such a classic.
I used to go off in class and
Fresh Pots.
And then I wondered why nobody wanted to hang out with me, but
when I was in grade 7, I had, like, one of those really primitive flip phones, like the little tiny, like, Nokia bricks that would, like, flip out to have the screen.
Yeah.
And my ringtone that I kept on loud was the intro to I Write Sins Not Tragedies by
Oh no.
And then hilariously, I still have a custom ringtone on my phone, even though my phone is forever set on vibrate, and it's the Wii Shop theme.
Oh, I still have a ringtone. My phone's permanently on quiet too, but mine's Spellbound by Susie and the Banshees.
That's so good.
So
that's very
good.
Cool.
Yeah, I do have a custom ringtone, I understand.
Remember when, like, you could download ringtones off the App Store and it'd be like Family Guy funny ringtones? It'd be like someone doing a really shitty impression and be like, Peter, pick up your phone.
I remember a lot of them being like really bad kind of racist accents telling people to pick up their phone.
Yep.
Oh yeah.
Yep.
I think I remember, like, distinctly remember, like, an Indian guy, like accent, like a racist one. I distinctly remember.
I think
one
that
of those
one was being sold on the Much Music. Do you remember the Much Music ringtone store?
Yes! It was totally on the Much Music. It was totally on Much Music. God. Absolutely.
Much Music had a ringtone store.
One of the tracks on this album. One of the tracks on this album is I Like to Move It, which was this album came out the same year as DreamWorks Madagascar, and I was 22 years old when I found out that it was Sacha Baron Cohen, who was King Julian, who sings that song, the lemur who sings that song, and he was just, like, imitating his lawyer.
No!
Because, like, what's his lawyer gonna do about it? What's his lawyer gonna do about him doing the impersonation of him?
What if the lawyer, if your lawyer sued you?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, what happens if your lawyer sues you?
What happens if your lawyer sues you?
I feel like you break reality if that happens.
Yeah, why did they let Sacha Baron Cohen touch a DreamWorks property?
I don't know. I really don't know. I was actually questioning that myself earlier.
Isn't that the same year that, like, Bruno came out?
I think that's the same year Borat came out. Like, I think it was, like, just at the beginning.
I was gonna say, I think that's Borat.
Bruno was a bit later.
Check.
Both the movies are a hard watch.
Borat. Yeah. Borat came out in 2006.
So a year before Borat.
Okay.
Oh, love this content.
Learning so many things. Do we want to go track by track, or because there's an intro? There is an intro. Have you heard the intro?
No, but there's actually a few things I got notes here for before we get into the tracks. Before the music videos, it was just late night ringtone commercials, and they were pushing this crazy fraud. Well, originally they stole a sample from this old internet meme called the Insanity Test, which was just a picture of a sports car and a guy imitating it, which is like all the crazy frog sounds. And I'll edit it in here. It's very cursed. But yeah, and so they started these TV commercials to push these ringtones, and hold on one sec, I gotta pull up my notes.
Yeah, it was like the animator's like demo reel or something, and he didn't even intend for it to be a frog. It was called The Annoying Thing at the time. And he's like, if I knew it was going to be that big, I never would have let them pick that stupid name. It's not even a frog. if you watch the documentary, he's a very bitter man, the original animator. He brings his child into the studio and he's like, remember Crazy Frog? He's paying your rent now. His kid's like four.
I would be a little bitter too, to be honest.
Yeah.
They didn't also give the rights to the original creator of the sounds, and didn't actually, like, the original guy, whose last name I think was Wernquist.
Yes, it's Swedish. Just so we're clear, it's Swedish.
To confirm his claim for copyright. So they gave him credit.
Imagine showing up in court to, like, fight this big-ass ringtone company. They're like, sir, can you please get on the stand? And you're like, ring ding 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 ding.
You have to end it with your honor. Just like, ring ding 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 ding, your honor.
I think that's like a worthy follow up to the Mattel versus Aqua lawsuit, which ended with the judge being like, the parties are advised to chill. That's a worthy follow-up.
Okay, I wanted to get into the controversies with Crazy Frog before we jumped into the tracks.
This little blue.
Yes. In 2005, the United Kingdom's Advertising Standards Authority went after Jamster, complaining that Crazy Frog appeared to have a visible penis and scrotum. Which, to be honest, yeah.
What else could it be?
It's just, I heard a lot of people say it's his tail, but that's not a tail.
It's in the front!
It's in the front!
Devlin, you know about biology. Do frogs even, like, real frogs have dicks?
They have, like, a cloaca, so, like, it's in there. It's also where they poop and pee.
Yeah.
It's like the one hole does all trick, you know?
Oh, yeah. Classic.
Side note. You want to hear a great grandpa-ism?
Yes.
My grandpa famously says, when he's feeling a bit silly, instead of saying, like, does the Pope sit in the woods, he says, or like something along those lines, he says, is a bullfrog's ass watertight?
Whoa, Grandpa.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, yes or no?
Well, it is.
Okay. Yeah, about his tail. I remember, because I was introduced to Crazy Frog when they were showing him on Teletoon, which they probably shouldn't have been doing. Oh, no, they tried to play it off like it wasn't an ad in the Teletoon version. They just tried to play it off like it was a music video, but then when you would Google him, the ad would come up.
Oh, yeah.
Which was a clever way of getting around the advertising to children standards.
That's how I was introduced to Crazy Frog as well, was Teletoon.
This is in the early days of YouTube when the screen was really small. And upon Googling him with my friends, we saw the original where he had a dick. We were like, oh no. Oh no, I'm not supposed to, this is, I'm not supposed to be seeing this. But here it is.
The AFA did not uphold the complaints and said that the advert was already classified as inappropriate because it had a premium rate telephone number, so they couldn't show it technically in the UK.
To kids, on kids' channels.
Yes, but they actually ignored that as well, and they based their decision on how often the advertisement was shown.
Yeah, it would play like one or two times a ad break, wouldn't it?
Yes, people saw it multiple times per commercial.
Oh man, I remember that.
They also later censored the genital area with pixelation, and then later down the line, they just got rid of the altogether, which then led to another thing that we'll talk about in a second, which is much more modern.
I remember the pixelated version, absolutely.
Yes, television viewers complained to Jamster and Ringtone King, saying that they played the Crazy Frog just way too much. And also, like you said earlier, they didn't know that they were getting a subscription service and not just the one-time fee for a ringtone.
It's like the reincarnation of Bonzi Buddy, where it's just like a horrible little guy who scams you.
Wait, Bonzi Buddy was a scam?
Yeah, Bonzi Buddy was spyware.
No. No.
Yeah.
I've been betrayed.
I think someone like recently made a fan-made version that's not spyware.
Oh my god.
I remember seeing that on Tumblr. Someone made a new one that wasn't spyware, allegedly.
I mean, I want Clippy back, to be honest.
Clippy slapped.
Masochism.
So the numbers that came out from Europe at the time was 87% of the population saw the Crazy Frog commercials an average of 26 times during a day.
Holy shit.
And they say an estimated 10% of the population of Europe has seen the advertisement more than 60 times.
Good for
Holy
them.
Shit.
This is the real reason why Britain left the EU.
They don't want more Crazy Frog. There were so many complaints that the ASA online and telephone complaint system actually had a separate complaint line just for Jamster-related complaints, and they should be directed towards the broadcaster.
Yeah. Do you remember the other spinoffs that Jamster had? Like, they had the Schnuffle Money?
They also had that frog that sang the polka song, like the Leaf Spin song.
Oh, yeah. And I think, wasn't Gummy Bear from that, too?
Yes.
I thought Gummy Bear was maybe a Jamster thing.
Gummy Bear is still going.
Gummy Bear is still going.
Gummy Bear is a classic.
The Crazy Frog Twitter posted something from Gummy Bear like 2 weeks ago.
Whoa. There's a Crazy Frog Twitter?
Oh, yes, yeah. Crazy Frog had a Twitter.
I should join Twitter for that.
I saw on the Wikipedia page.
Crazy Frog only.
I saw on the Wikipedia page that the Crazy Frog Twitter recently gotten some controversy as well. Like a month or two ago.
Yes.
Yes, this is a classic.
Just to finish off that before we get into that.
I'm so ready.
The ASA, after all these complaints, ruled that Crazy Frog could not be shown before 9 p.m. on television. And then in March 2005, a computer virus called W32/Krog-Worm spread through file sharing networks and MSN Messenger, claiming to be a new Crazy Frog song, but it was actually just malware and intense, like, your computer up stuff.
Yeah, I remember there being something going around MSN where he was like being killed in increasingly violent ways.
Yes. Yes, that was the virus.
Yeah. Barney type beat.
I miss MSN.
Barney type beat.
Honestly, yeah. Have you ever seen that video of the Barney balloon in like Macy's parade just deflating, and it's called like The Day Barney Died?
Yes.
I think so. There's actually a Wikipedia page about anti-Barney humor. It's one of my favorites on there.
That's amazing.
It turns into a thing where they're like blaming millennial self-centeredness on Barney. Because there's no central conflict to be resolved in the show. So people have theories that Barney like emotionally stunted all of us.
What?
Not the economy, it was Barney.
What?
It was Barney. I've never even heard of a capitalism. It was Barney.
That's insane. Are we ready to get into the Crazy Frog July 1st, 2020?
Yes. Speaking of taking a dark turn.
Two controversies on Twitter of Crazy Frog in the last year, which is hilarious. So, on July 1st of the year of our Lord 2020, the Crazy Frog Twitter account posted a depiction of the character in a noose appearing to commit suicide. The tweet was quickly deleted and an apology was issued. The apology itself has since been deleted as well. So it's been wiped from the internet.
Can you find it on the way back, Michelle?
I'm trying to find screen caps. I'm also finding that article about Crazy Frog being found dead in Paris.
So, I feel like we don't even really need to...
Crazy Frog found dead in Miami.
So I feel like we don't really need to explain much about this controversy.
I think we do. I think it's valid.
Okay.
Basically, there was like a couple of tweets that were the last ones left on the account up until recently, which I think led to people being on that account and causing mayhem. Someone was like, someone's got to deal with this. So the last two tweets on the Crazy Frog account in 2009 were, I want to go to Paris, and then something about the Crazy Frog having swine flu. And then they just didn't update for 10 years, and they were like, he's dead. He died in Paris. And then he came back for the next pandemic.
He comes back every pandemic. So, like, he's dead.
Crazy Frog is f-ing dead. Rest in peace.
I have, in my text essay that I sent to Devlin a couple weeks ago, I was talking about how Crazy Frog was, like, the wildfire that nailed in the coffin of Eurodance. I'm gonna read off this text thread. It says,
please.
I'm going to refer to Crazy Frog as the one who killed Eurodance in order for it to be revived. I firmly believe, without Crazy Frog's blue CGI being the final nail in the coffin of Eurodance, you would neither have PC music nor hyperpop of the Gekular persuasion. I am dead serious.
I think you're 100% correct. Like,
I agree.
Crazy Frog hopped, so 100 Gex couldn't stand in front of the tree.
I mean, it makes sense. Like, you take, like, early 2000s just weird, unironic bullshit, and you forward it, you put a couple layers of irony on it, and I could see you getting 100 guesses.
Yeah. I also in my text essay, so I think 100 Gex is kind of like finding the artistic merit of a hyper-commercialized product, much like Andy Warhol's soup cans. The beauty of Crazy Frog is that he's simultaneously meant to be hyper-consumable, but also obnoxious. He triggers this visceral reaction in people, especially those just outside the target audience that the ringtone was marketed to. You can see this in the amount of MSN viruses that were spread based on promises that you could see him get killed horribly. The demise of the product became its own product.
Can you write a Crazy Frog manifesto, please?
I will. So you can see how 100 Gecs masterfully combined the aspects everyone hated about the pop music of that era. Like, they have the autotune, they have the snotty pop punk vocals, they have the Skrillex drops, and I just feel like the exposure to Crazy Frog was a catalyst to hyperpop. Like, Sophie was probably one of the 10% of Europeans who was having high exposure to Crazy Frog. It's statistically 10%. Likely.
It is, actually.
It's statistically part likely.
Part of the 10% that saw it more than 60 times and just, like, made its own little, like, neural network in their brains.
Yeah.
Wait, there's one more controversy.
One more controversy.
All us forgot.
On the official Crazy Frog Twitter, because that didn't exist until this year, until April of 2020.
Well, it did. It was just abandoned because Crazy Frog died.
On November 8th, Twitter user Niall asked out into the blue, "Why did the Crazy Frog have his out in the music video? I've been wondering most of my life." And then Warner Music Group, who owns the Crazy Frog music right now, responded with, "Hi, Neil. It may not answer your question, but the Crazy Frog is now officially classed as a non-binary trans woman, so please refer to her as such from now on."
Oh my god, I've been using the wrong pronouns. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm sorry. So that's why in the music videos, I think this is what they've like used to justify in the music videos after they were re-released why the dick is gone. Like, there's
she got
some,
like, surgery? I mean, like, Crazy Frog does come from Sweden. Like, they got that socialized healthcare.
But this caused a controversy because a lot of people saw it as, like, Warner Music just making a shitty joke. But then everyone kind of turned it around and, like, posted things such as, like, Twitter user Cook saying, "Doesn't matter to me that Crazy Frog is trans, just keep pumping out them tunes, pal." And Twitter user, I'm not going to read that, but their tweet was, "Just found out that Crazy Frog is transitioning. What an absolute hero. I wish her the best of her metamorphosis into a beautiful woman. Keep on banging out those bangers, you beautiful girl." And then Warner Music deleted the tweet, obviously. So
no!
Crazy Frog is
canonically trans.
It's true. Canonically trans.
Love that for her.
Just a trans icon because of Warner trying to make a
Also, there was, like, speaking of queer icons alongside Crazy Frog, I just distinctly remember when I was going through my queen phase, which was began around the peak of Crazy Frog, like, this is about 2008, and I remember, like, going the liner notes of More Crazy Hits, where they covered We Are the Champions. They had to give Freddie Mercury the writing credit, and, like, right before he died, he was like, "Do whatever you want with my music, just don't make it boring," and I just think about how that's what it led to.
It's certainly not boring.
Yeah.
But also, not like this.
Maybe exactly like this.
Do you think Freddie Mercury would have been a Crazy Frog fan?
I hope so.
I'm gonna say no, but we can dream.
How do you think John Deacon feels about Crazy Frog? He seems like the most likely in the band.
Excellent about Crazy Frog.
Let's ask him.
Does John Deacon have Twitter?
Deacon. No, he's, like, disappeared off the face of the earth.
Okay, rest in peace. Rest in peace, King.
I just got...
I hope the aliens are nice to you.
I had a dollar store rhinestone sticker stuck to my desk, and it has ended up in my belly button. I can't get it out. I don't know if I own tweezers or not.
It's just, that's where it lives now.
I'm basically a treasure troll.
You know what? Be the treasure troll you want to see in the world.
We gotta go on the track list. I'm so sorry I keep going on tangents.
No, it's all good. We're going to do the three songs you suggested because the whole album is just too much frog to
do. But I do just want to acknowledge that there is an instrumental. Well, not instrumental. There are vocals, obviously. There's some bings. There is a very dramatic, like, theatrical intro to the album.
Which the lyrics are of which, ba ding ba, ba ding ding barn, ba 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 ba.
Thank you. And then go directly into Axel F, which is, of course, the single, like, the song that defined the generation. The origin of the video on Teletoon.
Yep.
So apparently, according to the Crazy Frog documentary, the reason they picked this song, of all songs, to remix was because the original Axel F riff from Beverly Hills Cop was the most downloaded ringtone before that.
Really?
So it was the most downloaded song that was a ringtone, and Crazy Frog, like, just that guy making the sound, that was the most downloaded sound as a ringtone. And they were like, okay, we're combining the two.
Oh my god.
So,
oh my
that's
god.
How that happened.
It's, like, so, like, so bare bones, just marketing, just like, this and this, smush them together, now kiss.
Now kiss.
Oh my god, this song. I remember seeing it very late at night on Teletoon, and very early on Much Music before I went to school, like, the next day. Like, it was all over TV.
Yeah.
And I definitely bought this CD.
I did too.
I had this CD.
I also remember they used to sell stuffies at Zellers. They used to sell stuffies of him, but they, like, weren't... It looked like they didn't have the rights to use the name Crazy Frog on the box. So they were called The Annoying Thing. Didn't say Crazy Frog anywhere on the box, and I just think that they might have been bootlegs.
That makes it even better. The fact that all this merchandise existed for a glorified ringtone commercial is, like, a really, like, mid-2000s, like, top-tier thing.
Or relic.
Oh my god. So this...
I wonder if there's Crazy Frog stuffed animals. I want a Crazy Frog stuffed animal. Oh, they exist.
They do.
Oh, they're really scary too.
Yeah, yeah. This is the one that they had at Zellers.
This one has a.
Okay, I want
yes.
it. I want it.
Listen out there, Pod Nation. If you have the Crazy Frog stuffy with them, please send it to us.
We need it.
We need it for.
We really want it.
Literally no reason, but we want it. So please.
For companionship.
It's true.
For companionship.
Okay, I'm gonna send you guys one of them. Hold up. Because it's shaking me to my core.
I'm very excited to see this.
Yeah, I love how this track list is just, like, all the songs you would expect on a children's dance album from 2005. Interspersed with the same sample. Like, we got half the Space Jam soundtrack.
I'm sorry, Tuesday. Just looking at this stuffed animal in the chat is breaking me.
Okay, let's see. It's Jaws. Oh my god, it's a backpack.
I'll pass you.
I'm gonna wear that to a rave. If we can ever rave again.
Annie, can you make this the cover of the episode?
Yes, I can.
The more I look, it gets more funny.
I'm literally crying.
I like that they stitched him a belly button. I think that's nice.
You know, that is nice. And they stitched him some nice eyebrows.
Yeah, he looks pretty good.
He looks like if you tried to take, like, a Halloween skeleton, but put, like, a Squidward skin on it.
That's exactly what it looks like.
I want to take one and put it inside one of those, like, motion sensor Halloween skulls with the jaw that moves. Like, you have the mic and you talk into it. I want to put Crazy Frog over the skull, so that's his bones.
Oof.
And then that'll be that.
Or, like, what if you, like, do this, but you put a billy bass inside it?
Ooh! My great uncle used to have a billy bass, and it scared the shit out of me.
I love billy basses.
I had the Christmas equivalent of a billy bass, which was Douglas fir, and his eyes lit up.
I had one of those.
I'll send you a picture of him. I was scared of him at first, because I don't know what would possess you to bring that to your toddler with sensory processing issues. But then I was like, Oh, it's a robot.
Oh. We had dancing Santa Clauses that we'd pull out at Christmas.
Okay, no. This reminds me of another tangent I was on earlier. I was trying to buy, I was on eBay. I was trying to buy one of those dancing hamsters that they used to sell at Walmart. Because they had one that sings good vibrations in a really irritating sped up voice. Mm. And I wanted to get it for my girlfriend who loves the beach boys. Just partially to be affected and partially to piss her off.
I had one of those. I bought it for my great grandmother and it sang Macho Man and it was like a buff hamster.
Like, they have one that sings I'm Too Sexy.
Yes.
And it like moans.
Oh, this back Crazy Frog backpack broke the podcast.
Wait till you see this guy. Wait till you get a load of this guy. Someone signed this. So amazing. Oh, I'm finding so many good images on this image search.
Oh, you reminded me. I was saying to Annie before we started. I was saying to Annie before we started recording that the design of Crazy Frog is really reminiscent of like that one meme where the guy's like, "I really, really, really like this image."
Yeah. With the banana.
The banana and the like hedgehog.
Yeah, I think that's how people would have reacted when Crazy Frog first came out. That's what they were hoping for. They're like, John, I really like this image. Can I please have permission to save it to my computer? Sure you can. It's all yours.
Secretly put it in music videos. You hear, bing, bing. I really like, really, really, really like this song.
They just look more haggard the deeper I go in. Tag yourself.
These trees.
Oh god, I've been listening to too many, I've seen too many, like, Harry Potter crossover Sopranos memes lately. Did you put your name in the gabagool of fire? Sorry, Annie.
I'm sorry, it's killing me. My hair is.
I want this, like, bottom tree to be like, you come to me on the day of Christmas.
I think we gotta talk popcorn now. We're very astray. Yeah.
Axel F was created by Bass Bumpers, Wolfgang Boss, and Jamster. Like,
yeah.
The top German Euro dance producers. I got one more thing. There are annotations on genius.com, which we all need to be aware of. I click the link for Ring Ding 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 Bam Bam, the annotation says, Crazy Frog's phone, which is most likely a flip phone by this song was released in 2005, begins ringing. However, he cannot answer it, as she is still engaging in a shootout and car chase of police, as signaled by the bam 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 gunshot imitations.
I like the implication in the video that Crazy Frog's only crime is just being obnoxious.
Actually, it's stated in later annotations that Crazy Frog fired the first shots.
By making the sound. Because when the robots are at their headquarters, it says, wanted, most annoying thing in the world, implying that that's her only crime.
You're right.
It's a commentary on the prison industrial complex.
She's done nothing wrong except exist.
Yeah, she's refusing to assimilate to the cisgender heterosexual norm. John Waters wishes.
When I click the annotation for Ding Ding, it says, the music video for the song depicts Crazy Frog being chased by police. To demonstrate these hardships on record, Crazy Frog imitates the sound of bullets ricocheting off her invisible motorcycle. And then genius user Najarm underneath comments, fuck you, it's Bing Bing.
Yeah, it's clearly Bing Bing.
Okay.
Fucking amateurs.
Popcorn.
My immediate association with this song now is Neil Cicierega's Floorcorn, which is based on the original version from the 60s or whenever that came out, but he's just overlapped it with vocals. So it's like, let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor.
I think that might be the best version.
The bodies hit the bodies hit the floor. So I just kind of want like that. Interspersed with the Crazy Frog version, I think that would be really nice.
With the bomb chicka bounce and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
My note on Crazy Frog language is that it kind of has a similar energy to Simlish.
Yeah.
It does, actually. There are similar words used for similar purposes. It's a language.
It's a language.
We all need to learn how to speak Crazy Frog.
Mm-hmm. Duolingo, get on this. The owl's going to force you at gunpoint to learn the Crazy Frog language.
You can get an email, it's going to be like the gunpoint, and you're going to be like, bok, chicky, chicky, bow, wow.
I get emails from Duo all the time being like, it's time to practice German! And I'm just like, oh.
No, okay. It is not.
No, it's not time to practice German.
You know what's reminding me of Crazy Frog these days? I think there's a comeback for that type of niche market is that TikTok meme where it's the CGI llama dancing to a Russian cereal commercial jingle. So it's like, Miapa, Suzuzu, Suzuzu.
Europe's very about those weird niche, like, European humor's and then, like, weird.
Yeah, and then all the comments to the dancing llama are like, yes, go off, queen. Oh my god, she's a legend.
Skinny legend!
Ugh. Oh, she's curvaceous. She is a voluptuous llama.
Oh, sick. Dicky queen, then.
Miapa, Kikus. Yeah.
My favorite memory with this song, I have two favorite memories of this song. One, it reminds me of the Swedish Chef version of this song.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And
two,
my best friend in high school learned how to play this on keyboard, but he did the sound effect you don't hear very much on keyboards where it's like the poof, like the impact noise.
Oh, yeah.
And he'd sit at the back of the classroom during class and be like, do, 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 do. And the teacher would always just get really annoyed in monotone and be like, stop. Mr. Banana, stop.
Stop.
Just like very, very monotone. Just like, I hate my job, kind of.
Yeah, please kill me.
This song actually slaps, though.
It kind of does.
Yes.
I like popcorn.
I just think it's a really adequate Eurodance variation on the original. Like, I think it's perfectly adequate. I would absolutely vibe to this.
Yeah, if this came on at like a dance party that was like fitting the theme, I would dance to it. I wouldn't even question it.
Yeah.
Growing up, did Crazy Frog ever get played at any of your school dances?
Yes.
My school didn't have dances, but I do remember hearing it at like laser tag or something.
I heard it at laser tag, and I heard it at like, did you guys ever do the Terry Fox run?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I heard it at the Terry Fox run. Followed by, I Will Walk 1,000 Miles or whatever that song is called.
That's a good playlist right there.
That was the song that I would use to piss off my band teachers. Because, like, my friend would just whip out the acoustic guitars that were all, like, busted up and play that. And then we'd just wait for a really quiet mode in class, and then we'd be like, ba-da-da-da!
The music video for this song is pretty good.
Yeah, isn't he getting chased underwater? Like, it's like similar gist to the Axel F video, but underwater this time.
Yeah, except, like, he's just fishing, and he accidentally hooks the giant death robot they're working on, and then...
Oh, good.
And then they all chase him, and then he gets them all to dance, and then all the robots get smushed by the bigger robot. And then you never get to see what happens to the bigger robot, because then the music video ends.
Damn.
Well, then, I like that there's a continuing narrative, too. Like, there's the Crazy Frog cinematic universe. Because in the We Are the Champions video, they're playing soccer together, but it's like, it ends up being all a dream. They all play soccer together in a dream sequence.
I remember that one, actually.
They just want to be friends.
And then, like, there's another video where they're, like, playing together in a band on the stage. Like, it seems like it's a redemption arc.
Oh my god.
This is the future liberals want.
Crazy Frog is the future liberals want.
Yeah.
Or, actually, to turn it back around on an insidious thing, is Crazy Frog, like, just, like, this artistic perfection of like capitalism out of control from combining two popular things into one thing to make the most annoying thing possible. Is this an ANCAP's dream?
Honestly, yeah. Like,
I just really want to make that joke.
Yeah, I think that Crazy Frog again led to the creation of hyperpop, which was meant to be like subversive of capitalism and its like really polished and really demographic narrowing sound. So people took like that Eurodance super poppy sound and they were like, we're making this trans now. And that's how hyperpop was born.
You're not wrong. Like, you're really not wrong.
I know I'm not wrong.
I like to move it.
Yeah, again, Sacha Baron Cohen. That's just my immediate association. I think that song's never going to get away from Madagascar. Imagine hearing that before Madagascar. Like, what would you do? Like in the club in 1990, whatever, in Berlin.
God, honestly, like...
Dude, this video has 51 million hits on YouTube. whenever I
picture hearing I Like to Move It for the first time, I just remember that Tumblr post that's that picture of Plankton from SpongeBob and he's just absolutely zooted and the caption is me taking yak tranquilizers in a Berlin warehouse. And then my friend Clay just comments very gently, you need to change your lifestyles or you might pass away.
Oh my god.
That's how I feel.
You need to change your life.
You need to change your lifestyles or you might pass away.
This podcast doesn't endorse taking yak tranquilizers.
I do. No, I don't. I'm joking.
I'm thinking back to like music like this in the late 90s, and could you imagine being in a club where like most people are like super serious about the music they're listening to and like they're trying to like hit people up, and in the background you just have I Like to move it or like Shaggy
being I just like, feel like no one could give a fuck in the late 90s. Like, this, like, disclaimer, I don't remember anything before 9/11. But I feel like people were like, yeah, you know what, I accept this.
We're just having a good time.
Yeah.
The year is 1996. Barbie Girl has yet to come out.
One day we'll review the Furby album, which was only released in Spain, which is very similar to Crazy Frog. It's a very similar concept, except with Furby samples.
It's kind of sweet. I'm going to Google that.
And they have a song called Who the F*** is Alice? Where someone doing a Furby impression is like, hey, who the F*** is Alice?
Oh my god.
I wish I was making this up.
We need it.
But that's the outro. I'm sure it's been long enough that it's not under copyright anymore.
I think I remember Ree telling me that they did a karaoke version of the original of that song.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it's a cover, and I know that for sure.
No, it's not an original Furby song. The Furbies did not write that. They would never say the F word on their own accord.
Mom, my Furby said a slur.
My Furby's telling me to seize the means of production. Oh my god. Mom, my Furby said that I can't kill it in a way that matters. I want you all to imagine the face of Crazy Frog as I read these lyrics to you real quick.
Yeah.
All girls all over the world. Original mad stuntman Panya Caseman. I love how all girls move them body. And when you move your body, you move it right. Nice, sweet, and sexy. All right. Woman, you're cute. That... And you don't need no makeup. Original cute body. You a mech man mud up.
That reads like that compilation of OK Cupid opening messages. It's like, I always wanted a tattooed girl. Have you ever a Turkish guy?
Do you guys want me to read some of the, last summer, when I was living in LA, I recorded some of the stuff that people said to me, on dating apps, and I want to read some of them to you. Wanted. One second. Okay. Let's watch spooky shit. Oh dear lord, you're adorable. Fingers crossed you're not crazy.
No. Wow.
I guess people think I look crazy. You are weird and I love it. Bella Lugosi's dead?
Sure is, friend.
Megadeth.
Yeah, that's right there on Wikipedia. You can look it up.
Megadeth, Sweating Bullets, Remastered 2004. It's a song. I think you'll like it. Cool face.
Oh. I cry.
Hey, Hellraiser.
You should have responded with, like, I have such sights to show you.
Reach out and touch Faith. This is another classic. You're My Morticia was another classic. Who would win in a fight?
Wow.
Who would win in a fight? Roz Williams or God? I always wanted to know a goth girl. That's like my favorite.
This is hurting me.
Oh, man. I always wanted to know a goth girl. Oh, this is another good one. I have a real thing for sexy goths. I was one when I was your age. Love, sex, and sisters of mercy. Do you like too? I know I'm old, but shruggy emoji. I've got a whole bunch more, but love, sex, and sisters of mercy, y'all.
One more line from this crazy song. Crazy song. Crazy frog song. Woman, exclamation point. You nice, sweet, energetic femme, exclamation point. Crazy frog said femme.
Women and femmes moving it.
Nice, sweet, and energetic.
And liking it.
And they're moving.
And they're liking it.
They are liking it. They like to move it.
Move it.
I've never seen a Madagascar film, and I don't think I want to.
No, don't bother.
What do you think, Tuesday?
About Madagascar?
Yeah.
I always laughed that the one penguin's name was Private, like he was in the army, but I was like, haha, privates. So that's what I think about Madagascar.
Like, you know how like people are named like Richard and like people call them Dick for short? Yeah. What if you just started calling them Private?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Any other comments on this song? It's really hard to like say much more.
It speaks for itself.
It kind of does. Is that it? I think that's it.
I think that is it. Final thoughts on Crazy Hits by Crazy Frog.
I like how the final track is just all the sounds. I feel like that's meant for you to sample them yourself.
Make your own Crazy Frog.
Pick up the torch.
I think my favorite song on the album, which we didn't talk about, is Whoomp, There It Is.
Mm-hmm. I quite like Who Let the Frog Out. My one criticism, the only one I have, is I wish they'd done a cover of that song that was in the ad for every dog-related movie around that time. That was like, wow, 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 yippee, yo, yippee, yay, bow, wow, yippee, yo, yippee, yay. I wish they covered that.
But like with ribbit noises?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Ooh, that'd be very good.
That's just, if the Crazy Frog execs are listening to this,
hello.
Just letting you know that there's interest.
Warner Music Group.
You heard it here.
You know how to contact us.
I want compensation.
My favorite song on this is Dirty Frog.
Dirty Frog. I will be a consultant for the Crazy Frog brand now that CERB is ending. I will accept that as my new position.
We'll just take control of the brand.
I'll do a good job. I'm more qualified than anyone I know.
If we, God, I look at the Christmas trees again. If we will be starting our Patreon soon. So if we get enough Patreon money, what if we just buy the Crazy Frog brand?
You are speaking my language. That is the nicest thing anyone's ever suggested to me. Like, that warms my heart.
That'd be sweet.
We will buy you the Crazy Frog brand.
My birthday's coming up in November, but still.
Gotta get on Patreon eventually.
Yeah.
Tuesday, are you a Sagittarius?
No. Close.
Damn right. I'm a Sagittarius.
I'm a Scorpio. That's why I got canceled.
Tuesday got canceled.
Aw, oh, damn it. I can't believe we put someone on the pod that's canceled.
Too late.
What are you listening to this week, Annie?
I've been listening to The Great Annihilator by Swans.
Ooh, Swans.
Yeah, that's a problematic one.
Problematic fave.
Problematic fave, Swans. And I've been listening to this band my cousin suggested to me. I don't know if it's pronounced crocodile or crocodile, but they were this, like, pseudo-prog band from the late 60s, early 70s. It was mostly psych. On occasion, it was a bit prog. But there's this album they did, their self-titled album in 1969 called Crocodile, and it's really good. That's all I have to say.
I wrote
say.
Those down. I'm
also
for new music
also I'm listening to The Clash again this week. So, how about you, Tuesday?
What are you listening to, Tuesday?
Oh my god, what am I listening to? Honestly, your dance playlist, because I just put them on really loud when I go to the grocery store to help with anxiety, and it works very well.
What are some good hits on those?
The Rhythm of the Night.
Oh, it's a classic.
Good, good.
Yeah.
This is the rhythm of the night.
Yeah, I just put that on in the super value, and I'm just, okay, don't be suspicious. get your rice milk and go. Yeah, get your rice milk and go.
This week I am listening to, I've been listening to a lot of Granddaddy, specifically the song and the album that AM180 is on. What is that called? Under the Western Freeway. That's what it's called. Under the Western Freeway. And, she's very chill. Good stuff. Because I also got reintroduced to it because Pup released a cover of AM180, which is very good. And I've also been listening to Wild Planet by the B-52s.
Oh, love.
Private Idaho is like one of the best songs ever.
Private Idaho is one of the best songs ever. Quiche Lorraine is also one of the best songs ever. Is Quiche Lorraine on that album? I think it is.
I think it is. It's not. Oh, yes,
Wild Planet. Yeah, that's what I thought.
I'm also just reliving the fact that Tuesday and I were supposed to do a B-52s cover band this year for Halloween.
Lame!
Yeah.
Oh, like bands is bands, not anymore. Oh, sad.
Friggin' pandemic ruined it for us.
Oh, man. I'm so sad. Bands is bands is one of my favorite events throughout the year, and we're not gonna get it this year. Oh, man. I love when people go all out, like, they dress up as the band very specifically, and then, like, that's so much fun.
I've done it for so many years in a row. And
what were you last year, Devlin?
Well, last year it didn't work either. Tuesday and I were in a They Might Be Giants cover band.
Oh, man.
Called They Might Be, They Might Be, They Might Be, They Might Be Giants.
Which we didn't end up doing because I had tickets to go see 100 Gex the night the show was supposed to be.
And then the year before that, I was the Killers.
What member of the Killers were you?
The guitar player.
We don't have...
You know that one.
We don't speak his name.
I don't know his name, sorry. I think that's it for today. I'm Devlin Galloway. You can follow me at Devlin Galloway on Twitter and Instagram. You can follow this podcast, at Music Is Good Pod, on Twitter and Instagram. Our Instagram is back now. Yay.
Yay!
Memes.
You got banned.
And you can follow my record label at Placeholder Rec on Twitter and at Placeholder Records on Instagram.
I'm Annie Negrin. You can find me at John Wayne Gacy Official on Instagram. I was just talking about how much I hate the True Crime fan. It's an ironic username, trust me.
The truth revealed.
And the truth revealed. And I'm back on Tumblr, but you can't follow me. Sorry. I have a really good username, but you can't follow me.
I've gotten some good URLs on Tumblr back in my day.
Oh yeah, I've got a great URL right now. Oh, it's so good.
I'm Tuesday Ferguson. I'm Tuesday Ferguson.
You can't know it though.
You shouldn't follow me on Twitter. You can follow me on Instagram at Mimichi with two M's at the beginning and two I's at the end.
Plug your...
And I'm sorry for what I brought here today.
You need to plug your Furby account.
Oh yeah, my Furby account is called Furby Coven.
It's very good.
Thank you.
Tuesday recently helped me revive my Furby.
I keep telling you, you should put it in the car next time you and Ree go to Langley. And wait till you go over a speed bump so it wakes it up.
Wow.
Wow!
All right, I think that's it for today.
Bye.
That's enough.